back to the inside. Milwaukee, Lord Von Costa needs room, and back behind those horses, High Stranger, Rich Charm still last, great again at the 200 in front of I Am Someone. Lord Von Costa getting through, Malibu Style, High Stranger, great again with Lord Von Costa coming out after it. Lord Von Costa takes great again, Malibu Style, and Lord Von Costa won it. Defeated great again, Malibu Style, fourth, High Stranger.
Oh, it was a lovely ride by Craig Williams on Lord Von Costa, weaving through to take the sprint final, but it was an even better training performance. And it was great to have a chat to Donna Scott this morning on Racing Pulse. Good morning, Donna. Congratulations.
Morning, Michael. Yeah, thank you very much.
How satisfying was that win for you and the entire team, considering what he's been through, this horse?
Yeah, probably satisfying for us, but probably more satisfying for the horse. Like, he deserved to win another good race with what he's been through and the potential he showed early, and it was going to be a shame if he sort of couldn't get another win and live up to what his expectations were early. So I'm very glad for the horse, and yeah, the super effort by the team here in Albury, and the perseverance with the horse.
He's got a great record at Flemington. He loves the place. He's had 11 starts and he's won three now and been first or second on seven occasions. You mentioned when he won the Creswick, that was 4 years ago, and people were talking about him as a potential sprinting Group 1 performer or Group 2 performer back in the day. Just remind everyone what he's been through since that time. And I know you haven't had him the whole way, but what the horse has been through.
Yeah, look, there was even when Craig got off him from winning that, he just gave us a big indication that that horse had a lot of upside and there was big things ahead of him once he sort of matured. He was still fairly raw and things like that, but things didn't eventuate. As when you get, I don't know how many times it happens, you hear stories of horses being offered big money and things like that, and we decided to keep him and not take it, and then he just had a terrible run with him. He didn't come back up, and then he did a tendon. He had a stint at David Hayes's and done a tendon there. And then it's been a long, slow process since then with him. But to the horse's credit, he's tough and he's stuck, and we've been able to get him back to where he was on Saturday.
What kind of money were you offered back in the day?
Yeah, look, they were talking, you know, for $600,000, $800,000 sort of thing, but it never went any further than talk. There was never any vet checks and things like that done. So you take it with a grain of salt, things like that, I think. But, yeah, it's for Reece, one of our main owners, he thought it was a more... He loves the thrill of being at the races and being able to strap, and, you know, they bred the horse, and that was more important than the money. So, you know, it was never considered. You don't get an opportunity that often to have horses like this. So we decided to stick fat with him, and thank God he has repaid us in the end.
Well, it's been a big debate in recent times about the decision to keep or to sell. And for you, what does he mean to you, this little horse? What's he like?
Oh, look, someone asked me the other day. He's an absolute gentleman. You could have a five-year-old kid rock up here now at the stables and put them on him, and he would just walk around. He's such a pleasure. He's easy at the races. He travels great. If all horses were like him in your stable, it would be much more enjoyable sometimes. But yeah, he's an absolute, he has been all his life, and he's great to deal with.
Gee, you've had him racing so consistently over the last 6 months. Were you always confident that you'd get him back to the top level?
Once that prep we had where he come out and finally, you know, it was just a horse. I've always thought that he ran into some good horses and just needed the confidence. Like, as much as it was a great thrill to win the Creswick and a listed race, but it sort of was the ruination of him, because he'd come from winning a maiden at Wagga to come and win the Creswick, and then he was only really a class two horse, but he was an open handicapper, and he was hard to place, and there was a lot of pressure for him, I think, but we sort of had got him back and always knew he had the potential. It was just sort of getting him right, but then it was horses, we always say that if you can give him a kill, and it's a confidence thing with him, that he always had to race at such high level, it was hard to get him to get that kill and get his confidence back. But, you know, we persevered with him, give him a couple of nice trials around here to try and get his confidence, and yeah, he's back where he is. So it's all worked out.
Are you looking for that big payday now? It may not be from an overseas buyer, but it could be in the form of the Kosciuszko.
Yeah, look, that's it. would be, you know, we've been lucky enough here. We have the country championships, which is another great big race, and we've had an opportunity to run in them. Haven't been able to win one, but we've won our local events and their big money prizes. And you just, as a country trainers, you don't, you need a very special horse to compete for that sort of money. And whereas these opportunities you get with the Cosy Oscar are a great incentive, and hopefully I think he's well and truly should be in the market for getting an opportunity to run in it. I know he's been winning in Victoria, but he has got form early on as a three-year-old. He's run placings at Randwick and things like that. So I think it's a great opportunity for us to get some more money in the bank.
Gee, it's exciting times when you're talking about a $1.3 million race. How's the rest of the stable going, Donna?
Yeah, look, we're really, in the last 12 months, a bit over since Blake and Danielle had come home from Sydney, and we decided that we're going to have a crack and expand the business, and you need good staff around you for that sort of thing. So we've up to 20, average sort of 20 horses in work, and we've got some nice young horses. I've got a runner today at Wagga, Star of Tennessee, only a three-year-old filly, but she was most impressive at winning at Albury, amazing here. So she's got to step up to the next level at Wagga today, but I think there's a bright future for her. And yeah, we've got some family related to Lord Von Costa, some two-year-olds that are coming through. So yeah, we've got some new clients and good people around us, so the future looks good.
Well, Star of Tennessee today is, I think, about $1.60. So should we just put the Von Costa money on today and get a little bit of cream on top?
Yeah, it makes me nervous when they're that priced. But, she seems to have come through. She had a little hiccup here last week. We went to race at Albury, but just got a nick in her box and her leg blew up a little bit. But she's come through that. She worked here well the last week, so I'm hoping everything. We have a change of jockey, unfortunately. Blake's suspended at the minute, but Jordan Mallion goes on, and you don't lose too much there with him, so hopefully he can get the job done.
Absolutely. And you speak of your daughter, Danielle, who's a remarkable lady in her own right, back riding after having a couple of kids, and is on a first starter of yours in race three today as well.
Yeah, look, I hope, I don't know how long she'll, it's hard work, the riding and the two kids, and she does all the office work here as well, so I'm not sure how long she'll stay at the riding, but I said to her, she'll hold me until she rides me a winner, because she's ridden winners for everyone else but me at this stage, but she says I don't put her on the good ones, but I don't know about that. But yeah, look, he's a horse with, he's been working really well. He had a little setback 6 months ago and things like that, but I'm hoping today that he's, I'm not sure he's, I think you want a bit further, but hopefully he can run in the top five today for sure.
All right, sounds good. How do you go with the babysitting as well, Grandma?
Yeah, it's a little pretty hands-on here. My mum, she does most of it because she's not too horse-involved. She's a little bit scared of them, but so she gets designated as a babysitter, and it's a lot of very hands-on, very family-orientated business at this stage, so hopefully there's a couple of future track work riders there.
Well, the family business is flying at the moment. Well done on the weekend, and good luck today with Star of Tennessee.
No worries. Thank you very much.